it's sort of a little bit disgusting when you bite into it, because it's so, you're chewing through vast amounts of thick, fatty salami.
Taste the other one. It's the other one. Dolce forte.
The other one's a strong taste.
And it's got... Okay. Should I tell you what's inside?
No, let me guess.
Okay, bye, go.
Sandwich tasting.
This. That is amazing. That's amazing.
I have to say, actually, I like this one.
It's got a banana in it.
I know.
Andrew, what you have to think about this is that, you know, this is 100 years ago. And then we're talking about certain ingredients that were so far ahead. These guys were so far out, like, much more than, like, Aston Blumenthal is with his snail porridge at the moment. Banana, man, they see banana once a year. And he's got anchovies, banana, and another very important thing, mustard. Like an English mustard. So they look again to the outside world, look to the English, look to the another word, a word more industrialized than the one in the hair.
Seriously weird.
Seriously good as well, I think.
It's a perfect breakfast sandwich, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be really energetic food. It's food on the go, and it's supposed to inspire you and make you feel like you are a modern man. That's what it's all about.
Bizarrely, if you told me what you were going to put in there, I wouldn't have even touched it.
Right.
But it's fantastic. But how many recipes in the Futurist Cookbook did you look at?
I read them all.
And how many did you think were actually could be turned into food you could eat?